As leading, I should say, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Kim Stevens of Frankfort Main Street. Kim, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing just super.
Good.
We have a big contest going on, the Christmas Celebration Lights. So talk a little bit about what we're trying to do here.
Because we're not able to have the Christmas parade this year and some other things that we normally do, we decided that we're going to try to get the community involved by, most people hopefully are going to be decorating their homes or their businesses. So we invite them to join in a little competition with us. So that's what we're trying to do. So they can go online to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com or FrankfortHotDogFestival.com. and enter in the celebration of Christmas lights. Business, the top business will win $200. The top three homes will win, or the top three first places is $200, second $100, and third place is $50. So, it's just a fun way to get the community involved.
So they have to be registered or have their stuff on by Friday, correct?
Yes, December the 4th by midnight, and we just ask that you go online and upload a picture and fill out some information about your home or business, and that allows us to see where those homes are, and we can put a map together, and the community can share in the fun of seeing the lights in town.
And, of course, ask your friends to vote for you. Are we allowing one vote, or are we allowing more than one?
It's one vote per IP address.
Okay. All right. Also, you've got another event coming up next Saturday talking about Santa's going to be going through town and left from the fire department.
He is going to be taking a tour through most all of downtown, or not just downtown, but all of Frankfort. So we've got a map that the fire department has helped us put together, and we'll be sharing that. That'll be posted on our Facebook page today. And so folks can see where that's going to start and end. And it'll start at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and we'll go until Santa gets through most all of the community.
So you figure about a 2 to 3 hour event?
I would say a 2 hour event anyway. Yes.
Okay. And if the weather is bad, which it's not supposed to be, you just cancel it, or have him go through the rain, or have him have an umbrella.
Well, I'm not going to argue with Santa, so
why not?
Let him decide whether or not he's going to. Honestly, we are planning to do it rain or shine, but
okay.
Obviously, if it's we have a blizzard or something, we're not going to put anyone at risk. So.
Okay.
Even Santa.
Right. No, you can't put the jolly old man in danger out there.
No.
No, you can't
no,
do that. It's just not right.
Right.
So I take it your Shout Small Saturday went off like you guys had hoped.
It was a little slower, I think, than normal. But just a couple weeks before that, we had our Christmas open house, which went really well for most all of our merchants. But we extended it a couple of days. So I think that helping to spread it out was very helpful to people. And I just think that, it went really well on Saturday. Just a lot of people were commenting to me that it wasn't quite as good as normal, but it was good.
But then again, I think anything we've managed to get accomplished during this stuff is great, just to be able to have it and get it done.
Absolutely. Been a difficult time in our lives, and we just have to, keep pushing through and do the best we can, and
Because it shows the fact that it can be done during any special circumstances that happens to be out there. So
exactly, you just have to do things a little differently, make some adjustments.
Anything coming up yet the rest of this month that you want to try and get done, or are you ready to start in with 2021?
I don't want to rush the year, but I am ready to be done with 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to 2021, and we're working on the Hot Dog Festival already, and you know, some different events that we want to do for 2021. So we're just praying that the virus does whatever we need it to do to go away, and you know, that we can move on and get back to some sort of normal that we all are looking forward to.
Okay. Anything you want to particularly bring up that we haven't talked about as of yet?
No, I would just really like to remind people that when you shop local, you are supporting a local family and a local business, and we appreciate that. Thank you so much for being the great community that has supported us through all of this so far. We really do appreciate that. And, you know, our businesses, they have been tremendous to just hang in there and not get discouraged. And so I just want to encourage you to remember that, you know, those are families that you're supporting, not just a business. So.
Okay. All right. Kim, thanks much for the time. Greatly appreciate it. Best luck on the Christmas lighting thing situation. And
thank you.
We'll see how things go, okay?
Okay, great. You have a great day.
You too, Kim. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens talking about leading with 2020 vision. That's something we do with the Chamber and our